Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The All Local on KNX News 97.1 FM.
This is KNX News 97.1 FM, Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station. Good morning, I'm Chris Seatons. It's our top local story. The Las Virgenes Water District that covers Agoura Hills, Calabasas, and Westlake Village is proposing some tough new penalties for water wasters. Repeat offenders would face having the supply slashed to a mere trickle. The mayor of Calabasas, that's Mary Sue Maurer, tells KNX she backs the plan changes, saying many of the city's wealthiest residents pay no heed to calls for conservation.
It used to be that fines would deter behavior. You would get a traffic ticket and get a fine and not drive fast. But that doesn't seem to be working here in Calabasas. And there are more stricter steps that the water district is looking at, including restricting water flow, which is dramatic, but I think it would get people's attention.
She says she wants the area's celebrities and influencers to step up.
I wish they were more concerned about water conservation than the number of likes they get on their postings.
She tells us she drives around the area, sees lush lawns with a Disneyland-type look when people should be moving towards drought-tolerant landscapes. Some international air carriers are canceling flights to the U.S. today as a result of the launch of the new 5G service. Airline officials are concerned that 5G could interfere with aircraft navigation equipment. Cell phone companies insist it will not.
AT&T and Verizon did hold back on 5G service around a number of airports just in case, but they rolled out 5G most every place else, and that led to some flight cancellations. People flying out of LAX say the issue needs more investigation, but it won't interfere with their decision to fly. They think it's safe.
Yes, I think planes are absolutely safe. It's a backup. You know, if the electrics go down, you go back to the old system that they've been using since the beginning of aviation.
Another traveler thought it was nerve-wracking that international carriers would actually cancel flights over this. Jay Ratliff is an aviation expert.
The FAA is concerned that some of the transmissions from these 5G towers could actually interfere with the automated landing system at airports around the country.
Still, the FCC and the cellular companies insist the technology is safe and is being used in other countries. At LAX, John Baird, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Police have now identified a suspect in the murder of that 24-year-old woman, Brianna Kupfer, in Hancock Park Furniture Store, as the reward for her killer now grows to $250,000.
Both City Councilman Paul Koretz, who's asked the city to post a $50,000 reward on top of private donations to the reward fund, and LAPD Chief Michael Moore have denounced the senseless killing of the young woman, saying she was a gifted and giving person with a bright future who was taken from all of us far too soon. West Bureau Homicide Lieutenant John Radke said following the killing, the suspect remained in the area. The
suspect took off on foot, and he was last seen walking through the neighborhood. He walked for miles, both north, south, east, and west, throughout this neighborhood. Someone out there knows this man. Someone out there knows what he did, and boy, there's a lot of money on the table.
Beyond looking for tips from the public, detectives are also working with homeless services personnel from the city and the county to see if they have any information or record of this man and whether or not he's staying in any shelters in the region. At Wilshire Station, Pete Demetrio, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
The LAPD has now identified the suspect as Sean Lavelle Smith. Video and images of him are on our website, knxnews.com. A homeless man is dead after a garbage truck ran over him in Long Beach as he was lying in an alleyway. The driver of the privately owned truck did not see the 57-year-old man on the ground when he hit him while backing up in the alley near Delray Court and Anaheim Street. He did stay at the scene, cooperated with police. Not clear yet whether he'll face any charges. Residents in Venice hope a new plan for the homeless won't be a setback for their community. This involves turning Westminster Park into a center for homeless people to decompress. Brian Averill is the vice chair of the Venice Oceanfront Walk Committee and tells CBS2 that there are some glaring issues with this.
So we're decompressing from either mental breakdown or heavy drug and alcohol use, which is great. That's necessary. But the problem is that it's next to a school.
A few months ago, more than 200 homeless people were living in encampments at Westminster Park. They were cleared out. But with this new plan, residents fear the park will be filled up again.
I feel like this is bringing back what we fought so hard to make a safe space for everybody.
The exact plan for the park is yet to be detailed by the City of Los Angeles. The father of a young counselor who died at a Windsor Hills group home is now suing LA County and the facility for his death. 25-year-old David Hillman died last year after getting beaten by a group of teenage residents at the Wayfinder Family Services facility. Two of the teens were each charged with one count of murder. The suit blames the facility and the county of failing to adequately train its staff. It also cites years of reports of violence, assaults, and substandard care by the Wayfinder facility.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX News." You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps, and on our website at knxnews.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.